You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
As the Bush administration winds down and the next presidential election is just a little over 6 months away, it might be instructive to take another look at what happened during a controversial 36-day period 8 years ago when the outcome of the vote in Florida was being contested. A new film about those events called Recount debuts on HBO this Sunday, May 25th. It features an all-star ensemble cast that includes Kevin Spacey, Tom Wilkinson, Dennis Leary, Ed Begley Jr., Bob Balaban, and my next guest, Laura Dern, who plays Catherine Harris. She was, if you remember, Florida's Secretary of State at the time. Laura, it's great to see you again.
So great to see you. Thank you.
Now, this is not a documentary. Can viewers be sure that everything in it really happened?
Well, as HBO says, it is a dramatization of the accounts and events. But the writer, Danny Strong, was a meticulous researcher. And over 40 people, experts, different researchers and reporters who were there, as well as real-life characters from the film, were interviewed extensively. And there were five expert researchers and writers about the recount who worked very closely and vetted the script and all agreed that it was incredibly accurate.
And I assume you also did your own personal research.
I did, which was fascinating because Catherine Harris was someone, frankly, that was very easy to have a strong opinion about on a very surface level just from the original press conferences, even within the first few days. You know, as many of us remember, she was startling with her presentation, much with her makeup, which became fodder for late-night television and Saturday Night Live send-up.
She became, for a brief time, the most talked-about person in America.
She did.
But that also meant you must have gotten a lot of footage to look at.
I did, and that was incredible. I had, you know, everything from the press conferences, which we were duplicating in the film, to interviews, various interviews she did, not only during the recount, but also a year later, sort of talking about, in retrospect, her opinions about the recount. And then she also wrote an autobiography called Center of the Storm, which was incredibly helpful to me.
Well, she defended herself in that against what she felt were the humiliating, mean-spirited, and unfair attacks directed at her. So that probably gave you an insight into her psychology.
It did, and that's what's so interesting. You know, when you're playing, when you're not only creating a character, which already feels a bit elusive, but an exciting challenge for an actor, but a real-life person who has a very specific idea of who they believe they are, and in fact the plight or circumstance that they were sort of cast in, which is very much Catherine's point of view, made it very helpful for me to get a sense of how she saw the world.
Although I'm assuming it was fun to play her because she brings some comic relief to a story that can get very tense at times.
It's unbelievable. I mean, I had sinful fun. I think it's illegal what I got to feel just playing her because, you know, in trying to understand and not necessarily empathize with the person you play, because that always doesn't come easily or naturally, you know, what I started with was, as I said, you know, the presentation she had given all of us in my own memory, and the awareness, which I think was also so startling for us at the beginning of the recount, that she was the co-chair to the Bush campaign in Florida. So you know she's a partisan with an agenda, even though as the overseer, as the Secretary of State of the Division of Elections, she was supposed to be nonpartisan to oversee the recount.
But she's also the kind of politician who smiles whenever she faces the cameras, even if she's delivering the most gloomy message.
And it's a specific smile, isn't it, Leonard?
Yeah.
I mean, it's eerily specific because
not to be trusted smile.
Yeah, really. And but also filled with this odd, as I started watching the early press conferences, I always felt that you would see someone who had sort of put armor on and was presenting this, look at me, I'm in charge, I'm going to tell you the rules, it's to my discretion, I'm the boss here. And then suddenly, at the end of this prepared speech and moment, someone would raise their hand and ask a question, and this deer in the headlights terror look would come across her face, as though somehow she didn't realize then they got to ask questions, and then the smile would come. So you'd get all these different people in one moment. It was so fascinating.
It's also interesting to see an actress do that, because actresses learn how to smile even if they don't feel like smiling in a way that looks like it's natural. It's only the rest of us who do it unnaturally, sometimes smile and you come up with this weird grimacy thing that I do. but you had to unlearn how to smile in a way and to smile in an uncomfortable way.
Yeah, it was really, I was just, what an incredible challenge. I just had an amazing experience getting to do that.
I suspect Catherine Harris won't be happy with what she'll see in the film.
I think she'll feel passionately one way or the other. I expect nothing less, you know? I mean, it's interesting, you know, with years past, what she might feel, because her colleagues, and meaning, you know, fellow Republicans who were working on the push to make sure that in the recount Bush came out winning, both Ben Ginsburg and James Baker have been at screenings, have seen the film, and James Baker actually is co-hosting a premiere for us along with President Jimmy Carter next week. So it's so fascinating that in its attempt to be nonpartisan, which one hopes, because I think the screenwriter's intent is not to be an indictment on either party. It's really an indictment on the voting process in this country. And so, you know, you hope for that. But in fact, both sides in seeing the film, many people have felt, you know, that it was right on and accurate. And I guess they feel, you know, they were asked to do a job and their guy won. So maybe Catherine has some of that in her as well. I don't know.
Laura Dern is my guest. She plays Catherine Harris, Florida Secretary of State, during the time of the recount that eventually led to George W. Bush becoming president of the United States. You mentioned some of the actors there. The casting has to have been amazing, because some of the most recognizable actors really look like the participants, especially Tom Wilkinson as James Baker, John Hurt as Warren Christopher, you as Catherine Harris. Did they come to you because they thought you might look like Catherine Harris?
I don't know. I've been careful to not ask that question. I've never known why they just thought I was the perfect person to play her. But I was just thrilled for the opportunity, so I kind of grabbed onto it. But it is true that all of us, no matter how little or enormous the transformation efforts were, have remarkable license. And in the film, there are clips of the real people, and so you get a sense of the likeness being kind of remarkable, too.
The only exception is Kevin Spacey, who looks like Kevin Spacey. Was he based on a real participant?
Yes, Ron Klain, who he plays, had formerly worked for Gore and then was hired by Gore to come down and, you know, be the leader in the middle and the helm of the push for not only a machine recount, but then ultimately a hand recount.
When Warren Christopher got ill and he took over.
Exactly.
And you shot this in Florida. Were the locals happy that you were there reminding them of what had happened 8 years ago?
Very happy. Very, very happy. And in fact, the cast went to a kind of cast dinner with the director, and we took a taxi from our hotel to the restaurant, and a gentleman was driving us. And he was an older gentleman, rather kind of gruff personality, and not someone that you would particularly think would bear emotion publicly. And he asked, you know, are you all in town for the movie? And we told him we were. And he said, well, you know, I want to thank you all for being down here, because I was one of the people that voted for Buchanan by mistake. And he started weeping in front of us. And he said, it's the great grief of my life that my voice wasn't counted. And that just affected me so much. And that's one of many. Many of the extras in the original Volusia County kind of the film opens with that setting where people are voting and vote for Buchanan by mistake, as many did.
Well, it clarifies some things. I never understood how that mistake could be made, and the hanging chad problems, and why when you did a machine recount, why a hanging chad could be a thing, because it actually closed up. Like most Americans, I remember those days quite well, and all the stories that we heard about the complicated sparring that went on between both parties, but I didn't realize that the infighting was as complicated as the film suggests. How well do you remember the process? Were you following it at the time?
I was following it very closely, and have heightened emotion around my belief in my candidate. I was very headstrong and opinionated about every decision that came down the pike, because frankly, I thought it was logical to assume that every vote would be counted. I didn't understand that, especially the highest court of the land would say, actually, no. Those votes are not going to be counted. And I simplified it in my mind. I didn't understand the law. I didn't understand the details and the complications of the case, actually, till I got to see the film.
And the film takes us step by step through the whole process. And it's interesting that there is tension, despite the fact that we, the viewers, know the outcome. At times I thought, well, okay, this definitely is going to decide it, even though, of course, it didn't.
It's incredible. I mean, I'm so moved by that part of the film. I think Jay Roach, the director, just did an extraordinary job, because I've worked on it. We all know the story. And yes, there are moments where people are cheering because, yes, they're going to go back to a hand recount, and you're cheering like, oh, this is going to be great. Wait a minute. I mean, it is fascinating.
Were you surprised that some Democrats rather than Republicans have been the ones who've objected to the way the film has portrayed some of the decision-making process?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I know that when we started doing press for the film, certainly much of the questions were, Hollywood movie, of course, it's going to be so bent liberally that the Republicans are going to be outraged.
Tom Wilkinson gives such a charming performance as James Baker. You really believe him.
Yeah, and I think that perhaps one of the challenges, because many Democrats who are the real life people who have seen the film have loved the film. And David Boies has been at several screenings, Ron Klain himself, Jeremy Bash, one of the attorneys. So we know that many Democrats are very supportive of it. I know there was mention of specifically in terms of Warren Christopher's character, how he would be perceived and how he felt about it.
He's presented as somebody who's not fighting as hard as his Republican opponents might. And then there's also, in the middle of the story, Joe Lieberman endorsing Republican demands to count military votes that may have been submitted after Election Day. Some of the things that went on were more damaging to the Democrats than to the Republicans.
I think it's so interesting because the movie walks such a fine line, and it's such a complicated question to really look fairly at both sides of any issue. But what I love about the film, and this is as an audience member, not as an actor in the movie, is that in a way, it's sad to me that people perceive winners as coming out clean from the damage that got them there. But somehow, if you've lost, we look at your flaws under a microscope differently. And for me, as an audience, I found that rather fascinating, because the truth is, from my perspective only, Warren Christopher is one of our only grand statesmen left, and he has such remarkable nobility and has done such good for this country, and the tragedy seemed only that he was entering a street fight and wanted to honor law while another side perhaps wanted to manipulate it, and yet that could be perceived by some as weakness, but by others, like myself, is perceived as strength. So it gets very confusing. It's really up to the individual to sit with what they think went down and what was fair and not fair.
I'm sure the same sort of process occurs when an actor is in a film or a play that doesn't do well and suddenly they are tainted by the whole experience. I gather that your son, Ellery, who's in kindergarten, was horrified when he heard that you play a Republican in this film?
Well, he had been told by a friend or a friend's family or something that I played this character. And so he came back to me. I don't know that he quite knows what a Republican means. But somehow, however it was inferred by this family, it wasn't necessarily a positive trait. So he came home and said, "Mom, Mom, we've got to talk." And I said to my six-year-old, "What's up, bud?" He said, "Mom, is it true you're a Republican in a movie?" And I said, "Yes, Ellery, I play a Republican." So he hasn't gathered it yet.
Better for you to play a vampire.
Yeah, perhaps. But there's something in it for him that is questionable. And it's interesting, you know, I mean, whatever he took in or didn't, he obviously saw me, you know, at night watching clips of Catherine Harris, you know, saying out loud, "Oh, my God, they paid Database Technologies $4.3 million to do a voter purge list, and 27,000 people didn't vote that day." And that's something her office is responsible for. So he knows I have strong opinions of some of the choices that she made that are represented in the film that we now know as fact.
Laura Dern stars along with Kevin Spacey, Tom Wilkinson, Dennis Leary, Ed Begley Jr., and Bob Balaban in Recount, which debuts on HBO this Sunday, May 25th. Recount, I guess, will be broadcast again, as HBO does, but that's the first time. And I want to thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, as always. I've just, it's a privilege always to be with you.